I want to thank Eric Trosh for sending me this next story. Well, what you doing in there? I have another story that Grant and I were swapping. Really, it's more Grant's story than mine, although I was there. We were at Goonie Golf with Chuck, and being the youngest, we were the beneficiaries of new technological advances to the miniature golf course, such as video games, a little go-kart track, and finally, the bumper boats. We would beg and plead with Grandpa to shell out the $3 or $4 to get us 3 minutes of pure bliss on the bumper boats. On this particular trip, we must have been pure angels. In other words, we let Grandpa win, because Grandpa was willing to pay for us to ride the bumper boats, which cruised to speeds of almost 2 miles per hour. Now, on a side note, Grant, Chuck, and I learned at a very early age that in order to have Grandpa shell out the cash for these Goonie Golf wonders, it was a must that Grandpa win. After Grandpa lost, we were shoved into the red caddy and immediately driven home, no pass and go. We actually figured out that if one of us almost beat him and missed once on the last hole, the one where you win a free pass, in order to lose it, then Grandpa would let us ride all the rides and play in the arcade. If Grandpa somehow missed the last shot and the ball rolled down, then you could cut the silence in the car with a knife on the way home. Well, anyways, this day we had done something special to get on the bumper boats. We rode around a little oil-covered man-made pond for about 2 minutes, bumping each other lightly, before we realized that the ride stunk. I mean, it was every bit the waste of money that Grandpa said it was. Seriously, how could riding around a 20-by-2, 3-foot-deep pond covered in enough oil to make the Exxon Valdez tanker proud at top speeds of 2.5 miles an hour compete with Space Mountain? We had to do some quick thinking to make some fun, but it was too late. The ride was over. While Grandpa was paying the carny who ran the ride, we were getting off the boring thing. Grant wanted to spice things up and started hopping up and down with one leg on the round bumper boat and the other on the little dock. Chuck and I were laughing, enjoying the show, until the horrific event happened. The boat started sliding away from the dock, and Grant started doing a gymnastic split. As if in slow motion, Grant started waving his arms and trying to keep his balance. I reached forward to grab his hand, but it was too late. He did a full-out backflop into the oily water. It was also, like, say, about 50 degrees outside, so Grant was jumping around and splashing and trying to get out of the cold and oily water. Grandpa turned around and looked at Grant in the waist-deep water and yelled, "Well, what you doing in there?" "Well, Grandpa, I fell in," pleaded Grant. "Oh, you just think you're so cute, don't you?" interrupted Grandpa. I can't. It's a... what you doing in there? Get out! Get out!" After this witty dialogue continued for about 10 minutes, Grant somehow climbed out. Now, Grant stood on the side of the pond like a drowned rat, receiving a lashing of expletive deletives and various threats of a lifetime ban from Goonie Golf. Eventually, the argument got around to how Grant would get home. He was wet and covered in oil, and Grandpa, of course, had taken us to Goonie Golf in his shiny red new caddy. To make matters worse, we had no towels. Something had to give. Finally, Grandpa had a solution. We would wait for Grant to dry off and then coat the front seat of the car with paper towels from the bathroom. So for the next 40 minutes or so, Grant stood in the parking lot of Goonie Golf, shivering until he was dry enough to pass Grandpa's inspection. I guess this solution may have been better than Grandpa's first alternative, which was to leave Grant there and make Lou Sr. come and get him in his 1964 Volkswagen Beetle.